For just £6 a month, you can get early access to ad-free episodes. Now just binge those full adventures immediately. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more over at patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. Just £6 a month. £6. Yeah, that is cheaper than parking at Heathrow for 29 minutes. Do you know that? Yeah. 29 minutes in a Heathrow car park or Sherlock & Co. members club. You decide. patreon.com/Sherlock & Co.
Previously on Sherlock & Co.
How can I help, Lillian? So I found something.
You found something?
It was like a burial mound. Like a mound of dirt.
A burial mound?
Yeah.
What did you find, Lillian?
Let me see.
I bagged it. Here.
And what exactly is it?
It's £15,780 cash.
You're a fool!
Oh, excuse me.
Sherlock.
Dr. Ernest and Mrs. Lee have been missing for a week. Her husband reported that he had been robbed to the tune of £15,780 in cash, and you knew that?
The Colour Man?
The Colour Man. Who's the Colour Man, Rory?
Oh, aye. The Colour Man. That was his company, Wang Lee. Some decorating service. Sherlock, Mariana and John, this is Mr. Huang Lee.
Hi, Mr. Lee. Doing a bit of painting, are you?
Always. Fresh. Makes the walls feel new.
Can we address the elephant in the room here?
He murdered them.
He murdered them. Met the old Vietnamese bloke downstairs with about 5 teeth, murdered his wife and her lover.
He did indeed.
Sorry. What the hell are we doing here?
This is not that kind of case.
You know, wife of creepy man has affair. Wife of creepy man goes missing with lover. I mean, he's gloating, Sherlock. The man is gloating down there.
Zugzwang. It's a chess term. He's forcing us to make a bad move, putting us at an immediate disadvantage. The even playing field of turn-based games is that both sides simply must, always, without fail, make a move. His is a waiting move. And if it's effective, Zugzwang.
Strangling him, Sherlock! Stop!
Nearly got it.
Sherlock!
That is a poor move, Wang Li. A very poor move.
What was in his mouth?
Mr. Li here seems to feel the need to store a cyanide capsule in the gum of one of his missing molars. The paint, the sheer amount of it. It isn't to cover the walls, it's to cover the smell. The smell of amber and ray. What have you done with the bodies?
Here I am. Thanks for letting me in your ears. Love what you've done with the place. The drum, the wax, everything. Just love it. Looking great. Right, that's the nicest thing your ears are going to hear for the next half hour, I'm afraid. This episode contains death, human remains, swearing, blood. Do I need a disclaimer for blood in a podcast? Don't know. Well, I've done it now. So, right, come on then. Let's go solve the adventure of the retired colour man. After you.
Oh, you're soaked.
Yep, and nothing to show for it.
I told you. The back garden had no signs of disturbance in the soil.
I was checking the shed.
The shed has a lock that is rusted shut. You'd never get in there.
Yes, I know that now. Thanks. I mean, come on, they are bound to be in there, aren't they?
You think the bodies are in the shed?
It's impossible to get in there. It's an ideal spot as far as Wang is concerned.
It takes much longer than a week for the iron of a padlock to oxidise.
Right. Yeah.
Toilet.
So, are you asking or telling? Just go.
Righto.
Don't fall in.
What?
It's a joke.
Why would I fall in the toilet?
No, it's a stupid thing that people just go.
Aye, why do you even do jokes like that?
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, Huang, murderer, but also, look at that, Radio Times reader, says it all.
Oh my God, will you stop with this?
I'm not doing anything. Might do a quick check of it, actually.
Why do that to yourself?
Maybe the misprint. Yeah. They might have meant to say, Watson is a competent true crime podcaster, and maybe, nope. Yeah, still says incompetent.
Maybe do your shout-outs?
Yeah. Shout-outs from the house of a murderer. What lucky people you are. Okay. To Suki, to Romy, to Tionk, to Rami and Jones, all very special friends of the show. Premium pod pals. To some person called Leaf. Nah, they don't get one. That's a joke! Oh, I'm so sorry I've missed you all this time, Leaf. There's your shout out. You deserve it. And Shappy, you can have one too. Hi, Shappy. To Pepper, the dancing Canadian ice demon who sent me a video of them dancing in some sort of freezing ice storm in the middle of the night. So, you know, nice to see what Canadians get up to while we're all asleep, isn't it? Shout out to Clay, or Clonk, you know, whatever you prefer, my friend. Gabriella Pinglow in Peru. And from Peru to Nebraska now. Hey there, Quinn, Nikki and Wyatt. Yeah. We've also got a much-deserved shout-out to the Bullpups, Bullpup Bailey and Bullpup Evidently Harmless. Getting the full name drop here. Shout-out to Lee Stars. That's right, Stars with a Z on the end. Sounds like an X Factor winner. Shout-out to Marlena and Michaela. Hello there. And Cecilia has very kindly got in touch. And I'm going to go ahead and wish her brother Arthur a very early but very happy 14th birthday. I broke my arm on my 14th birthday, Arthur. So, you know, watch yourself. Adriana's birthday was on the 12th of March, and I missed that by some distance. So, belatedly, happy birthday, Adriana. Thanks for that, Destiny. That's the name of the emailer. I'm not thanking the universe, or fate, or anything.
There's a noise.
Yeah, it's John.
What? Shh. Is Rory out the front?
No. He's taken Huang Li to the station.
Then, who is out there?
Okay, here's what we'll do. I'll open the door, at which point Sherlock will dart for the road and block off any routes of escape. Mariana and I will close down the intruder.
But you'll be holding the door.
All right, fine. You hold the door and I'll close down the intruder.
What am I doing?
God's sake, you're closing off any potential escape.
Oh, this is so dumb.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, shit.
You again?
Who is it? I can't see. I'm holding the door.
This is not a game, Lillian Barker.
You made the call about the money.
This is helping.
Are you going through the guy's bins?
No. So I was. I did, right? I have. But, look, my phone is in my hand. I'm literally going to call the police right now. Honestly, literally, like, right now.
Oh, wow. That's an old bin. Oh, God.
What did you find?
Is this a trick?
Why would it be a trick?
Like, I am going to tell you, and then you say I've broken the rules, and this isn't a game
or
something.
What did you find, Lillian?
So, I know that Huang Li's defence is that Amber took his cash savings, right? The day they disappeared. The cash he'd saved over years, right?
What is it with you and this money? I'm beginning to think you may well be his accomplice.
No, God, Jesus, no, I was thinking that just because he didn't leave his house after they died, it doesn't mean he didn't bury the money.
We know he buried the money.
He buried it before.
We need proof.
Exactly. And this will work way better in front of a jury than just talk and speculation.
What have you found?
He didn't leave the house, right? Because he knew it would help his case to stay put. But if he can't leave the house, he can't take out the bins to be collected. And in his bins... Oh, sorry, it kind of smells, didn't it?
Well, you kind of smell, generally, to be honest. You got a bit of cereal in your hair, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Here, this is what I found.
Bank withdrawal receipt. £15,780. Withdrawn 3 weeks ago.
So, yeah. He buried the money when they were alive. £15,780 is a weird amount, right? Well, yeah, only in pounds. Not if you're from a country that uses the American dollar all the time, like the Vietnamese do.
$20,000.
$20,000. Boom! Exchange rate. The burial mound is circumstantial, but this is actually, like, evidence.
The case of his defence just got that little bit more difficult. Good work, Barker.
Oh, my God, thank you so much, Sherlock.
Is this illegal?
Hmm? What? Eating a murderer's instant noodles. Ooh, I'm not a lawyer, but it would be a weird law to pass.
Yeah, it's still stealing, though.
Oi, they're like 30 pence a packet.
True. True. All right, well, I'll leave 30 pence on the side for him when he gets out in 85 years. God, it still reeks of paint, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm way past even smelling it. I've got like a chemical headache. Ugh, I feel like I could throw up.
Well, if Sherlock is right, and, you know, this may shock you, but he usually is, the paint here is to cover up a different smell. Decomposition. And let me tell you, that would definitely make you throw up.
Oh, makes me wish I was working for Hudson's again.
Does it?
No, genuinely. Sometimes, with stuff like this.
Yeah, know what you mean.
Did you ever think that? When you were at war?
Would I have traded places with an estate agent when I was on the front lines? Nah. that's a joke. Maybe once or twice. I kind of wish to be teleported back into a normal life.
Like when?
As in, when did I think that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Actually, right away. Like, soon as I got there. Just arrived at the worst time in the worst place. Classic Watson timing, really.
What happened?
American Chinook helicopter was shot down right in front of me. 38 people dead. I hadn't even been there 38 minutes.
Wow, I... Yeah, you should have been an estate agent.
Yeah, I should have. Well, I mean, you were one. Look what happened to you. Now you're dealing with dead bodies.
Yeah, true. I got sucked in.
That's right.
You promised me a world of adventure.
Yeah, and now look. You're sat on the floor eating instant noodles in a four-bed house in Lewisham. I say four-bed, it's a five-bed really, isn't it?
I take back what I said about you being an estate agent.
What? It's five-bed?
No, it's not.
Yeah, there's four upstairs. Master, the two at the back, and the little loft cubby room.
Yes, correct. Good counting. Here's a sticker, big clever boy.
Shut up. There's four upstairs, one next to this room.
Mm-mm. That's a study.
No, come off it. They've put that in.
Yeah, they have, but...
What?
What if the paint... So the paint is on the walls, right?
Right, yeah, usually where it goes, but go on.
What? Oh, God. What if the paint is on the walls because the bodies are in there?
In the walls?
If they put a room in downstairs, it wouldn't be brick.
It would be plaster.
Hollow.
Hollow.
Sherlock!
What?
The bodies! The bodies are in the walls!
Yeah, always wanted to do this. Told you it's a handy high street. Hardware shop. Sledgehammer? Yes, please. Jesus, what dust.
Let me look inside.
Sherlock is currently looking... excuse me, Christ. Dusty. He's currently looking into the wall that we've just broken open. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing.
Shit. Nothing.
Try here.
A, that's an external wall. B, we've knocked through three walls already. I'm not doing the fourth.
Yeah, Sherlock, we can't break a fourth wall.
Watson.
I'm not breaking the fourth wall. Hi, guys, just doing the edit here. And, yeah, I'm about to break through the wall and use a phrase from The Shining. Don't know if that's copyrighted material. Don't know if Stephen King will come after me. But, yeah, just thought, yeah.
Do it.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I'll just knock a hole in the side of the house and we'll end up outside with the weird bin girl.
Nope. This will be a cavity wall.
Sure?
Sure.
Okie dokie. Have some of that, you big brick bastard. Oh, come on. Here's Johnny. Oh, I always wanted to do that. Spiders.
Just a few more hits. Make a bigger hole.
All right, here we go. Die, you stupid wall.
Die, you stupid wall.
Take that, Radio Times twat.
What's Radio Times?
Aye, the Radio Times called him incompetent.
Yeah, who's incompetent now?
Okay. Stop. Stop.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I need to lie down or, slip into a coma.
I'm going in the cavity. Give me your phone.
Yeah, let me put the torchlight on it. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have fun in the wall?
Will do.
So I guess he's not claustrophobic.
I guess not.
Should we go help him?
Nah, he loves this kind of thing.
Back garden. Now.
What is it? What's out the back, mate?
Here. The groundwork from the rear wall.
Okay. Looks like an old extension they took down, maybe.
Very old.
There's an outline of a building that was once here on the back of the house. You can kind of see its foundations. It's on the back of the house. Tiny room, if it was.
Toilet.
You don't need to ask, just go.
No, outhouse. Toilet. That's what it would have been.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That's how it was in the old days when they built these things. Oh, he's left his loft window open in the pissing rain. Idiot.
Probably because he choked himself in the smell of paint.
There's a cellar. Has to be. Go smash that garden shed open. We need some shovels.
Yes. Okay, so we are... Well, we found that the old toilet opens up. So we're going to go in through there, in theory. In theory, that should open up into a floor under the house. Obviously, Wang Li has blocked off. It's not unusual, I guess, you know, to not use an old cellar. But it's very bloody unusual when you're being held on suspicion of double murder. The police have searched your house non-stop. And you have failed to declare it exists.
We're through.
Yes. Well done, Sherlock. Okay, you go.
Oh, let's do this. Okay, yeah, it's a very dark, very damp cellar.
They're not here.
We haven't even looked yet.
We'd know. Believe me.
No smell.
No smell.
Shit.
This is hurting us. This is Zugzwang, for goodness sake.
All right, yeah, here we go with the Zugzwang again.
Clumsy moves, just illustrating to a jury over and over that an exhaustive search discovered nothing.
But it... There's so much to properly explore down here.
There's an old fuse box down here. Lots of pipe work. That makes sense, obviously, with the outhouse and toilet. There's an old sink.
This would have been a scullery, I suspect.
Yeah, agree with you there. The staff of the house would have had this as their living and working space, you know, cooking, cleaning. Looks like Lee, or maybe previous owners, stored stuff down here. I mean, not really well, mostly wet. Some old CDs here. Oh, God, Cliff Richard, Right Said Fred, Mr. Blobby album. Christ, no wonder he walled the whole room off.
Are you guys all right?
Jesus Christ.
She's still here.
Please. She's doing the same thing we're doing.
Yeah, but we were here first. Plus, her podcast isn't even out yet.
Jesus Christ! What on earth?
Yes, well, it's not as dramatic as it looks. The only legally questionable thing here is the music collection.
He didn't hide them in here?
No.
Oh, you're joking. Can I help you search?
They're not in here.
How do we know, though?
There's no smell. The paint was to hide the smell.
There is a smell.
Yeah, that might be you.
No. Oh, wait, yeah.
Maybe you could go home and shower after you've been crawling through a bin. Yeah, it's just a Just a thought.
Wow, God. Yeah, my hands smell like old milk.
Is it absolutely necessary you join us, Lillian?
Wait, let me wash my hands.
Oh, I don't think those pranks work.
I can't use soap, so I'll just rinse a sec. Oh, my God!
Whoa, what is it?
Blood! There's blood!
Where?
There's blood coming out of the tap!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna throw up.
Okay, I'm turning it off.
Lillian, are you okay? Do you need to take a moment?
Is there? Oh, God, it's all over me. It's all over me. Why is there blood coming out of there? Oh, God.
Hey, all right, Lillian. Sherlock, can you take the mic a second? I'll get Lillian outside. Maybe the rain can wash off some of this.
What does this mean?
You know what it means.
Yeah, right.
You do.
Do I?
And because of your observation, I know what it means also. Well, yours and a comment from Watson.
God. I should probably start going through these boxes, see if there's clues.
Follow the thought. Don't run away from it.
Look, it's not totally a formed thought, so...
It's natural to be scared when you know what you'll find at the end of it.
I just don't want to see the bodies, Sherlock. Okay?
You don't have to. I will do it. Follow it. Watson remarked that the attic window was open, even through this rain.
Mm. I know.
Then tell me.
It's the old water system. These pipes are still connected to it.
Where do they lead?
Well, they will go up to the top of the house, to a large tank full of water. The window to the attic is open because Ray and Amber are decomposing up there, in the tank. And that's why the tank is full of blood. And that's why these taps are spewing it out over poor Lillian.
Come with me.
Okay.
Wait, where are you going?
Wait, Sherlock.
This way. The rain, Mrs. Hudson. There was no rain last night. Now the rain has come. It will show us exactly where it is.
Where what is?
The rest of the attic.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Feeling for something.
For damp.
For damp. Here. Stand on my hand. I'll lift you.
Okay. Ready? One, two. Okay, I'm up. Okay, now your turn. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
There, that's a false wall. So, the tank is at the back.
And there's the smell. I see it. The water tank.
Oh, God. Sherlock, I
will do it.
You've got to take the lid of the tank off. It should slide.
Check.
Murdered your wife's lover, and then shortly after, you murdered your own wife.
That is your belief.
Well, it was just a belief at first, Mr. Lee, you're right. Made for a slightly shaky legal position.
The foundation of death is a body without life, Mr. McKinnon. If this is how you wish to take me to trial, then that is your move to make.
Well, I better go make that move then. Oh, and Huang, forgot to mention, pal, you might want to dry out that attic of yours. Really nasty up there. See you in a bit.
That was D.I. Rory McKinnon.
Huang Li later went on to confess.
She's quite good at this true crime thing, huh?
Yeah, she is, isn't she? Hey, not as good as you, of course.
Oh, stop.
Prison in southeast London, where he will await trial.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm better now.
That's the power of a cup of tea, my friend. About greed. Cures everything.
How did you make it as a doctor?
I think we both know the answer to that question.
The real story here is about what the rage and hatred of this man could do to those around him. All it took was this slight heartache in his life to rip people apart, ending the beautiful lives of beautiful people who deserve to reach retirement, just like he did. Don't forget, folks, in next week's question and answer episode...
So, she released it.
She released the episode. Yeah.
So what do we do?
I mean, she's just got a little podcast. I mean, like we did once, I suppose. I don't know if we should release this episode.
No? Let her have it?
Yeah, let her have it. Yeah, give her this moment. She's tenacious, she's hungry, and she makes a difference.
Good for you, John. That is really big of you.
Hey, it's not about us. It's about Amber and Ray.
What are you doing?
Calling Goalhanger. Yeah, I can't really make this decision by myself. I'm just going to get the all clear. Hey, hi. Hello. Yeah, it's John Watson. Listen, just letting you know that there's going to be no adventure this week. Yeah, well, we met another true crime podcaster and they did a great job on the case. And we want to let them have this moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okie dokie. Great. Okay, bye then. Bye. Yeah, they said no. Well, gruesome stuff. Apologies, but I don't commit the murders. I just solve them. Well, we all do, as a team. Get in touch, docjwatsonmd@gmail.com. Rate us, if you can. Give us 5 stars. Want more stuff? Yeah, want more of me and the gang? And some early access ad-free listening? Go to patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. Thanks for listening. See you next time. From a very competent podcaster. Yeah, cheers, guys. Take it easy.
Can I borrow the sledgehammer?
Absolutely not. Sherlock!